And these struggles which are there given in the books, they are the real inspiring force in almost every devotee's life. Sometimes there are struggles in individuals' lives, even in my personal life. So I just reflect upon your life, that what Srila Prabhupada has done to us to give this moment, going at the age of 70, struggling alone for almost 30 long years, never forgetting the instructions. So that you have given us such a solid foundation, and in the form of these temples, in the form of books. So we are eternally grateful to you, and I feel quite proud to be your grandson, that you have allowed us to be in this moment. So on this auspicious day, I like to pray that you have created such a wonderful moment in the form of ISKCON. You have given such a wonderful contribution in the form of the temples, books and disciples. Please give us the courage to carry on this moment. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Sankirtan Prabhu. We have many speakers on the list, but we'll restrict this now to only 5, and we have about 15 odd minutes. So I request everyone to wrap up in fair time. Vamsidhar Prabhu, while he speaks, I request Janwa Priya Mataji to please make her way here.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances at your divine lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you. Self and my wife, we are very, very fortunate enough to get an entry into your glorious movement, Srila Prabhupada. Our lives would have been miserable, I repeat, very miserable, but for your glorious, unimaginable movement, which is very neat, clean, tidy, enriched with philosophy, and your Bhaktivedanta purports are spiritual ecstasies, and there is absolutely no doubt about it. Your humility has no comparison. You had mentioned that you are not pure, but the process which you have given is very pure. And again, you mentioned further that this process is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. Srila Prabhupada, your simplicity, steadfastness, all these glories, your determination, dedication, enthusiasm at the age of 70 years plus. And I am falling short of adjectives to glorify you. Such a great, unprecedented, unparalleled Acharya, spiritual ambassador, which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent for all of us over here. All the exemplary qualities are beyond comparison of anyone except you. But for you, we wouldn't have known the opulences of Lord Sri Krishna. Scriptures, namely Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Chaitanya Charitamritam, and other great literatures and scriptures which you have given. Everything is so madhuram about Srila Prabhupada. All the problems have been seen by you as an opportunity to serve your spiritual master. Your disciples are exemplary in every respect and a great source of inspiration and support and guidance to all of us. You mentioned once, you make an advancement to the extent you take responsibility in the Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada, I have yet to come across a visionary in my life in these 55 years. I don't think anyone can come close to your selflessness and other exemplary qualities which you time and again demonstrated. Your instructions are very, very clear and no ambiguity. And by your compassion, you had won the hearts of so many millions and trillions. As His Grace Bhavanand Prabhu says, I don't know Lord Sri Krishna, but I know only Srila Prabhupada, and my beloved spiritual master will definitely take me home, back to Godhead. the wonderful, exemplary, precious jewel which you have given us in the form of your so many disciples, especially our beloved spiritual master, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. We are very much indebted to you, Srila Prabhupada, for this, and what a gift we have received. We in Navi Mumbai congregation, particularly in CVD Belapur, when we started your mission about 8 years back, we are only 3 to 4 devotees. Your granddaughter, Janvapriya Mataji, used to tell me how we are going to proceed with this and all those things. Then I used to always remember your, you know, literatures, and you have mentioned if there nobody is there, you just preach to the walls. So with that quotation of yours, I used to always encourage her. And today, by your divine causeless mercy, Srila Prabhupada, now the congregation has extended to Kargar, Panvel, Seawoods, Nerul, and Vashi, and other places. And I assure you, Srila Prabhupada, we will strive very hard, even at the cost of our life, to spread your glorious movement to every nook and corner in Navi Mumbai, and try to do it in other places also. The congregation all was very small, rather very big in our Navi Mumbai, Belapur. But what we did is, we just put your huge photo frame, the one which is exactly appearing in our Shishi Radha Gopinath Mandir reception. And many communities are staying there, and many other philosophical understandings are there, as Srinathji Prabhu time and again, you know, tells about the Mayavadis, full of Mayavadis there, Srila Prabhupada. But there were huge towering, that photograph made all of the difference, and people used to come and ask us, you know, who is he? That gave us great an opportunity to speak about you and your glories and the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And all the now the colony people are doing the Damodar Ashtakam, and today in fact we have lined up about 4 programs for your precious Srila Prabhupada. And it is so satisfying at the end of the day, we have done some justice to the extent of an ant, Srila Prabhupada. And that we have done at the age of 70 plus, Srila Prabhupada. You did so much, we thought we will give our life to you. And today the congregation is flourishing by your causeless mercy. Thank you so much for everything, our beloved spiritual grandfather. You are everywhere, Srila Prabhupada, we can see. And I will take a small example. When I started this Food for Life or Midday Meals program under the able guidance and leadership of my very senior godbrother, Dr. Radhakrishna Prabhu, all these years I have been going for Janmashtami collection. And in the course of time, people used to give donations for our Midday Meals program, because unfortunately they are not able to relate with the temple activities and other things. They said, we will not give it to the temple, but we will give it for the children. I said, okay, here is the form. So I carry all the forms, like life membership forms. We have given almost about 100 life members to Shishi Radha Madan Mohan Ji at Kargar temple. And so we take that life membership forms, Food for Life forms, all the forms, and keep it ready. And we place one after them, you know, whatever they ask for. And Srila Prabhupada will be very happy to know that in one of the fertilizer public limited company, where we are envisaging around 80 lakhs of rupees, today they have sanctioned us 1.25 crores by your sheer causeless mercy and the able guidance of Dr. Radhakrishna Prabhu. Srinathji Prabhu, last time I mentioned that below. So I used to pray sincerely whenever I used to go, and now being the stock market business, the loss is guaranteed. Srinathji Prabhu will definitely agree the way the market is going. And what I thought is, now take this, your activities, all of them very seriously, and make it a full time, and make that as a part time, hardly for 1 hour or so. So people are very appreciative about your movement, Srila Prabhupada. And especially in this Food for Life, so many great souls which are, you know, missing that connection. Because of this Food for Life, we are able to give them the connection, and we are very sure one day or the other they will definitely take the shelter of your lotus feet. And when we glorify in the Tamil, you know, as they say, when we glorify the great acharyas, they end the conversation or the speech by this way. Varga un, that is pugar. That is, let Srila Prabhupada's fame reach every nook and corner, and valarga your glorious movement. Valarga means to grow. Let this Srila Prabhupada's movement grow forever, every nook and corner. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada, for everything. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you, Vamsidhar Prabhu. I request Janma Priya Mataji, good wife of Vamsidhar Prabhu, to please speak. And while she's speaking, I request Nama Amrita Mataji, Shri Ram, to please make her way here.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshaka. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I offer my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. The first time I met ISKCON devotees was in the year 1996, which was your centennial celebration. Every week, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj used to conduct Pandal programs and devotees used to distribute a lot of books. At that time, a devotee gave me a book. Your mercy came in the form of a book and that changed my entire life. Till that time, I was reading only Mayavadi books and attending only Mayavadi satsang programs. It was the first time I read about how impersonalism is detrimental to bhakti and how demigod worship is not required. Bhakti means pure devotional service to Krishna and not to any demigod or desh bhakti, etc. You taught us how to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even though the mantra is there in our scriptures. It was only you who gave the meaning of the word devotion as devotional service, which is the only way to please Krishna. I was caught up in impersonalism and voidism, and it was because of you that I could come out of that. This shows, Prabhupada, how your books are so potent, and everyone it is required for everyone to read your books. Accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and being the servant of devotees, all this we learned from you alone. Prabhupada, you created a world where everyone can live. This I experienced when I was undergoing my treatment for cancer. So many devotees brought prasadam for me in the hospital and gave me spiritual strength. But for the association of devotees, my life would have become shattered. You have given us such a wonderful spiritual master, and by observing him, we can know how to serve your mission. Thank you, Prabhupada, for doing everything for us.
Thank you, Janma Mataji. Most people came with a few pages. You came with a textbook, so I was wondering. I request Nama Amrita Mataji to please come and speak. Thereafter, I request Shubha Vilas Prabhu to please come over and address us.
Hare Krishna. I feel extremely unworthy in this August gathering to speak. But since I have been asked, I must say that Srila Prabhupada, you are truly like a very kind and loving grandfather. We have not had your physical darshan or your presence in our lives, but yet you continue to be there, always guiding us, showering your love, being there for us at every step and showing us your mercy. And Srila Prabhupada, you have said that once the Krishna devotees touch your life, once you have been given one book, somehow Krishna never leaves you. And I have truly seen this in my life. I had no connection whatsoever with the ISKCON movement from my family's side. However, I remember being very young, hardly 5 years old, in 1971 in the US. And that was when the Hare Krishna movement was just exploding. Srila Prabhupada was sending his messengers everywhere. And I, at that tender age, was given the Back to Godhead magazine by some of the devotees in a parking lot. I was too young to know what this was all about. But, however, the magazine was extremely intriguing. Just the name, Back to Godhead. And I remember I'd keep looking at it for days and wondering what this was about. I couldn't read so much at that time. And many years later, in fact, 15 years later, I actually had the opportunity to gain entrance into this movement. And that's when I realized truly that once Krishna has touched your life, once Srila Prabhupada's movement has touched your life, he will never let you go. He'll always give you shelter. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your shelter all these years. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Namamrita Mataji. I request Shubh Vilas Prabhu to please address us. So after Shubh Vilas Prabhu addresses us, I request Radha Kund Prabhu, our last speaker for the day, to please be ready.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, I was just trying to see what is the meaning of influence in the dictionary. And very interesting, the meaning of influence in a dictionary is the capacity to have an effect on character, development and behavior of someone. And I was just thinking, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had influence over people. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to classes like Prakashananda Saraswati or Keshav Kashmiri, top people of society. And Nityananda Prabhu would preach to the lowest and the masses, Jagai Madai, people like that. And Srila Prabhupada had to do the role of both. He was preaching to classes like George Harrison and practically top people of the world, as well as he was preaching to people in the Bowery streets. So Prabhupada is a combination of both. And the amazing thing is, there are certain section of people who have influence on aristocratic people very much. And there are certain people who have influence on, you know, very simple, downtrodden people very much. But Srila Prabhupada had the magnanimity and the power to influence both sections equally. Can you imagine, George Harrison just met Prabhupada a few times in his life, and all his life he continued chanting, continued in association with devotees till the time of his death practically. So that is the effect Srila Prabhupada could have on one of the most influential and powerful people in the world. And of course, what is Srila Prabhupada actually made up of? And when we say we are celebrating Prabhupada's disappearance day, I was just thinking that when we talk about Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, we have actually also to talk about how all of us can make Prabhupada appear in people's lives. And what is the meaning of making Prabhupada appear in people's lives? We'll just see from one or two stories from Prabhupada's life and we can understand this. Srila Prabhupada, one time, Pancha Dravida Swami, he was asking Srila Prabhupada a question. Very interesting. He asked him that ISKCON is so big, and if I'm in one corner of the world washing a temple floor or washing some pots, how will I know that I'm serving you? And Srila Prabhupada, he made a very nice statement. He said, ISKCON is so big, but he said, I am very small. And he said, in every temple in ISKCON, when somebody is washing pots or somebody is doing aarti, actually, I am doing that aarti. I am washing the pot. But since I am so small, I can only do it in one place. And therefore, I need all of y'all. Therefore, when we are doing something in any of ISKCON temples, we are actually assisting Srila Prabhupada in himself doing. So his desire to serve is so much, he wants to be personally present in every temple in the world cleaning pots, in every temple in the world doing aarti. But because he himself says he's so small, he needs all of us. That's his compassion. And of course, Srila Prabhupada's desire to serve is so great. One time when Srila Prabhupada came back from India, he went for a health retreat to India because he had an heart attack. He went to recover. Generally, after somebody travels huge distance, especially after somebody is sick, when he comes back, he's exhausted. And when he reached San Francisco, the day he reached, he opened a suitcase. He showed saris, showed kurtas, and then among the things that he got from India, he got a coconut grater, you know, to grate coconuts. And he immediately removed the coconut grater, started grating coconuts, and made coconut laddus for all the devotees. So this is the enthusiasm of Srila Prabhupada to serve. And what to speak of that? One time, this is the early days when devotees would be working out, and they would stay in the temple, of course, but they would be working out. Satsuru Maharaj, he was a boy at that time. He would call up the temple regularly. He would call up Srila Prabhupada and tell him, Prabhupada, please make a prasad plate for me. Can you imagine? The world acharya ready to make a prasad plate for a new bhakta. this is Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, like Radha Krishna Prabhu was telling, that he was speaking about how Marij preferred to die in the hands of Lord Ram than dying in the hands of Ravan. I would actually talk about the other example also of Jatayu, where Jatayu had the option of not dying in the hands of Ravan, but it is chose to die in the hands of Ravan while serving Lord Ram. And therefore, he got the opportunity and the benediction of dying in the laps of Lord Ram. And Marij died incurring the wrath of Ram. And therefore, the point is that if all of us want to make Srila Prabhupada appear practically every day in somebody's life, we have to remember the mood of Srila Prabhupada in desiring to serve every living entity, every human being. And with this desire to serve every human being, when somebody serves the mission of Srila Prabhupada, we can actually make Srila Prabhupada appear. And then, just like Jatayu fighting for the sake of Lord Ram against Ravan, we will get the chance to die in the laps of the Lord. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada, for everything you have done. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Shubhvilas Prabhu, for making such fine points. I request Radhakund Prabhu, our last speaker for the day. But before he comes on, I'd just like to inform you that we will have, after he's spoken, we will be having Pushpanjali, and thereafter we will be having Guru Puja. So request all of you to participate. Meanwhile, we found a set of keys. So whoever it belongs to, please take it from me.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pujane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshta. Normally I do not speak like this, but just I was inspired to speak so that, because I have received some little mercy from Srila Prabhupada, which I wanted to just thank him for that mercy what he gave me. Way back in 97, some other, due to some friends, I was invited to some ISKCON program in Bandra, the opposite Leelavati Hospital. And from there, I was at that time working in Saudi Arabia. So, and I wanted to practice this Krishna consciousness in Saudi Arabia. And in Saudi Arabia, they are very strict with, they even don't allow any photographs to be carried. So, and I was thinking, how I will I practice this? But after few months, I met Vishwarup Prabhu, who was in the hospital, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, who was serving there. And he told me that he was in Saudi Arabia and he has some books which he had carried. So I was surprised, how did he carry these? And it was very thick books. So I was surprised at how did he carry it. So I asked him, how did you carry these books? He said, there were so many books with me, and because I am a doctor, I carried all my medical books also. And only thing what I did was that I removed some photographs from the books and I had put along with the medical books. So I was surprised. But he said, and what happened was, when I was in the customs, they opened that book and they asked me, what is this book? And they opened Prabhupada Leelamrit and they asked him, what is this book? And he said, this is because I am a doctor, this is a medical book. So they saw it. I don't know whether they understood, because they are basically Arabic speakers, they did not understand English. So they just went through it and said, okay, take it. So that Prabhupada Leelamrit and some other books were there. And he told me to, there is a place called Dammam, which was around 120 kilometers from the place where I was working. So I went there and told that friend to give the book. So he was hesitant to give, but somehow or other he gave Prabhupada Leelamrit to me. And we had some kind of a long off, where, you know, I used to come back on a Wednesday around 2 o'clock, and we used to go to work on Sunday evening or night at 10 o'clock. So it was a very long, like 4 days holiday. So I started reading Prabhupada Leelamrit, and I was having tears in my eyes. I did not know why I was having tears in my eyes, but when I was just reading the book, I was seeing that in spite of having so many different tribulations, and he had so many problems and everything, But he was so determined to spread this Krishna consciousness movement that he failed at Jhansi, but still he kept on going. Then he was at almost at Sumati Muraji's doorstep, begging for a ticket, but still he was denied, but still he kept on asking for that, and he got it. After that he was on the boat, he suffered heart attacks, then he went there, he was like robbed of all his material things, like the typewriter and everything. Still he continued, because he was so determined to spread this Krishna consciousness. So I was just going through that and having tears in my eyes. So I was very much surprised with that. And then there was no other book. So, and before that I had decided that I wanted to just leave that job and join some institution somewhere in Kanyakumari. But when I read Prabhupada Lilamrit, I decided that I think I would join this ISKCON movement and help Srila Prabhupada some or the other to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And that is what I decided after reading Prabhupada Lilamrit. And then after that there was no other book, so only one volume of Chaitanya Charitamrit was there, and I went through that also, and it was like icing on the cake that I finally decided that I am going to resign immediately now. So immediately I put in my papers, I told at home, and with your mercy Srila Prabhupada, everything went smooth. But still there was some kind of, when I came to Bombay again there was some kind of an attraction for another kind of a job, which was to be there for 3 months. So I asked at that time Ishwara Prabhu, and he said, okay, you continue for 3 months and then come back. So after that I started in the moment and became serious, and I started chanting and everything, and then I got initiated in year 2001. And when I was initiated and I got the name as Radha Kund Das, so I went to my mother and bowed to her and asked for a blessings, saying that I have been initiated, please give your blessings. And at that time my mother started crying, and before that I was supposed to join the temple. So my mother started crying, so I was asking her, why are you crying? She said, no, I just like this. I said, see, I have not yet joined the temple full time, I have just got initiated, so why are you crying? She said, oh no, I now know why you have become so serious for this moment. I said, what do you mean by that? She said that way back in the year 71-72, when we had gone along with my mother, my parents and four of our children had gone to Chopati Beach, at that time we had an opportunity to go to ISKCON temple there. At that time the temple was not there, but it was Radha Ras Bihari was in a shed, and the construction had just started, and the auditorium was getting ready at that time. So this is what my mother told. I did not remember anything. So we went in there to have darshan. So I was pulling my parents to have darshan, and we had darshan, and after having darshan of Shishi Radha Ras Bihari ji in the shed, when we were coming back, at that time my mother saw Srila Prabhupada seated there, and my mother said, let us go and meet Swamiji. So at that time, like being brought up in a Gaur Saraswat Brahmin community, we had Swamiji, so we understood what a Swami means. So we, all of the family members, went to Srila Prabhupada and we bowed down to him. At that time Srila Prabhupada, that's what my mother said to me, Srila Prabhupada called me, made me sit on his lap and blessed me by putting his hand on my head and gave me banana as Mahaprasad. So that was the time, you know, I did not know about that, but that when she told me that, at that time I could understand that why I was really, I mean literally crying when I was reading Prabhupada Lilamrit. And even though I was like going into different kinds of material things, even then Prabhupada, with your mercy, I came back into this moment, and I'm trying to serve this moment some or the other, and I'm trying to preach in some kind where the yoga groups from different parts of the world are coming, taking them around and making them favorable to Krishna consciousness, and with your mercy giving them some books, and after reading them they have started chanting, some of them. So these Western people also, like, because it has become very difficult to spread this movement again in the Western world, so some or the other you are inspiring some of your grand disciples to take up different kind of activities and spread this movement again. So thank you very much Srila Prabhupada, and hope I will be able to serve this moment till the last moment of my breath. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, all devotees are requested to stand up for the Pushpanjali.